Joining me today is Diane Pounney with No Stone Left Alone, a ceremony happening on November 1st here in Olds. Diane, can you tell us a little bit about the ceremony? What do things look like on the day?
Well, hopefully, first off, we hope for a fantastically nice day, not minus 30. We are going to be having a bugler, a bagpiper. We will have two schools helping us, Deer Meadow School and Holy Trinity. And we will be going in partnership with the Legion. And we will be placing poppies and flags on all the veteran stones. IODE has done this now for 9 years. And we are quite excited about starting this. And hopefully we can get some of the public to come and see what we do.
Yeah, of course. It's No Stone Left Alone. And it's a build on Remembrance Day, I would say. Diane, can you take us through the history of this organization a little bit? And how did you come to be involved?
Okay, the history started back, I won't go into all of it, but by Maureen Purvis, her dying mother, who was a veteran of World War II, as she was dying, asked her daughter never to forget her. And her daughter, for many years after she was married with her students, or with her children, placed poppies on her mother's grave. And then her children asked her, why can't we give everybody a poppy? And that's how it was started, and she implemented No Stone Left Alone. And I was president of IOD for a few years, and I also became citizenship officer and wanted to do something in my citizenship duties. And this was brought forth to me, and I really got excited about the program and wanted to do it.
Yeah, and of course, and for folks who didn't know, IODE, of course, what does that stand for? You guys run the thrift store here in town as well.
Yes, we do. We have the thrift shop called Second Time Around, and it's by the Blue Yacht. And all monies that we earn at that shop go back into our community. We help everyone through mind and body, education, seniors, babies, everybody. IODE is Imperial Order of the Daughters of the Empire, and we've been in Olds since 1935. So next year's our 90th anniversary, so watch out for our celebration.
That is pretty cool, actually, and you guys are unsung heroes, do a lot of things here in our community. There's no doubt about that, and No Stone Left Alone is another one of those. Quickly, you mentioned Holy Trinity being involved in Deer Meadow School as well. How awesome is that for you, Diane, to see so many young people involved with the ceremony?
It was really interesting the first couple of years because the students, when they walked around the graves and saw the ages of some of the veterans, I can remember one student going, oh my God, that guy is the same age as my brother, and he died. And it was just awesome to watch the kids, and the little kids, their painted rocks were phenomenal. They were just absolutely gorgeous what they did. So it was really interesting to see the students and to hear them comment on ages of some of the veterans and what they did for us and what it meant to them. We get letters from the students, and some of them will make you cry.
It's fantastic. The No Stone Left Alone ceremony is coming up on November 1st. Diane, if people wanted to come join you on the day, what things going to look like? What's the timing of certain things? Can you just take us through it?
Okay, it's on Friday, November the 1st. 1 p.m. will be our starting time, and it'll be at the old cemetery. And like I said, we'll have a bugler, we'll have a bagpiper. Holy Trinity students will be placing rocks and poppies and flags. Deer Meadow students, you need to come and listen to these amazing kids sing O Canada and recite Flanders Field.
It's amazing. It's the No Stone Left Alone ceremony here in Olds, happening out at the Old Cemetery. Like Diane says, it's 1 o'clock on November 1st, and we are, fingers crossed, hoping for some decent weather there on the day. Diane, thank you so much for coming into the radio station, and best of luck with your ceremony on the 1st.
Well, thank you very much.